Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player, which is available on our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to connect with us, please post a question on our wall on Facebook or send me a tweet at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Austria's Finest Naturally Authentic Pumpkin Seeds and Pumpkin Seed Oil from the Steiermark, available at organicuniverse.com. Listeners of The Organic View can receive $1 off their purchase by using the coupon code ORGVIEW. That's ORGVIEW. Also, don't forget to check out our contest section on our website to submit your information for our free monthly giveaways. For more information, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com/contests. On today's show, Harry Rosetta will be my guest today to talk about the American Dahlia Society and their upcoming centennial celebration. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Harry Rosetta. Good afternoon, Harry, and thank you for joining me.
Good afternoon, June.
Harry, can you please share a little bit about yourself with our listeners, as well as your tenure with the American Dahlia Society?
Well, I'm an amateur gardener, so I'll say that right at the outset. But I've been growing dahlias for approximately 40 years. I've been active in our local society in Virginia, as well as the American Dahlia Society. For a time, I served as president of the American Dahlia Society.
When was the American Dahlia Society founded?
The American Dahlia Society was founded in New York in 1915, and at the time it was a society that was principally made up of plantsmen, people that were involved in the commerce of flowers. Dahlias at that point in time were a very useful flower. Almost from the outset, it attracted membership from around the country, and there was an active growing group in California, and a number of those folks joined the society shortly after it was formed. By about 1920, it had 300 members, but it was still basically a New York-centered organization.
How has the society evolved over the years? I know you have a number of different chapters all throughout the country.
Well, we have over 60 chapters around the country and in Canada. They are independent local chapters, but they affiliate with the American Dahlia Society. So we operate as a big umbrella for the various local groups. We supply them with publications, assistance, show support, medals and awards. It's clearly a symbiotic relationship because they are in large part provide us with new members.
I know that you love dahlias as much as I love dahlias, but for people that have never grown dahlias, why should they grow dahlias?
They should grow dahlias, I think, for two reasons. One is that their care and feeding is pretty straightforward. If you grow tomatoes, you can grow dahlias. And secondly, dahlias bloom for a long period of time during the summer. If you were to plant them in April or in mid-May, they would start blooming approximately 60 days later, and they would continue to bloom until frost, which in Virginia is not until November.
For me, one of the benefits is seeing all of the bees in my garden. It's such a great plant to attract pollinators, and also I can have fresh cut flowers all summer long if I so choose to. Everybody finds something that they love about dahlias, but I think when people see dahlias up close and personal, if somebody doesn't know what they are immediately, how do I grow them? What's involved? Are they hard to grow? And it's always great to see that excitement for somebody who's just discovering dahlias. Harry, what are some of your favorite dahlia varieties, and could you share with our listeners some of your techniques?
Well, June, the dahlia world is really divided into two groups. There are folks that grow garden dahlias and border dahlias. They tend to be shorter dahlias, 18 inches tall. They do not need staking. They have a variety of colors and forms. People put them in the front of a perennial bed to give it color during the summer, or just plant them in the garden or in containers. The other category of dahlias are the tall-growing dahlias, and those dahlias tend to grow 3 to 6 feet tall, and those are the ones that I principally grow because they tend to be bigger in bloom, and they also, I think, more striking in color and also in their variety of forms. I start my planting in early May, and I put stakes in because they're eventually going to need to be staked. And I dig a hole about 2 or 3 inches deep. And my soil is pretty good soil because I've been amending it over the years to improve its qualities. And I put the tuber or a plant, the dahlia plant that I have, into the hole with the growing tip pointing up about 2 to 3 inches from the ground level. And I cover the tuber. And I really try to let the growing tip be just above the ground. From there on, several weeks go by while the tuber begins to develop additional roots, and the shoot will grow longer. And when the shoot is about 18 inches tall, I typically tie the shoot to the stake. Thereafter, I'll take the growing tip out. Right at the very top of the plant, there is a tip that grows from one pair of leaves up to the next pair of leaves, and I will nip that off so that the shoots will begin to form and grow along the stalk of the plant in the juncture of the foliage and stalk. So that gives me a well-balanced plant, because the flower shoots that are coming up are coming up right up the stalk of the flower rather than simply growing at the outset on the top of the stalk. I use some fertilizer. I know there are all sorts of fertilizers that people use. Dahlias are heavy feeders because they do a lot of growth during the course of the year. So some folks use mineral-based fertilizers, time release, non-time release, and others use organic fertilizers.
It's always interesting when I listen to the different things that people do, especially somebody such as yourself who's a judge. So I figure if you've been a judge for a number of years, obviously you know what you're doing and you know what to look for when you're growing your own dahlias. So I just try to listen, I try to take notes, and kind of come up with my own strategy as far as growing dahlias that are worthy of competition. And speaking of competition, could you talk about the upcoming centennial and some of the categories in which people can compete?
This September in Hofstra University in Long Island, the American Dahlia Society and the Mid-Island Dahlia Society is hosting what we call each year our national show. And folks from the region and outside the region will bring flowers to the show, and others will attend simply to see what is being exhibited and to meet old friends and make new friends at the show. There are a whole variety of classes. For someone who's not competed before, there are novice classes in which you can bring a dahlia. It would be helpful that if you knew the name of the dahlia you were bringing, and also try to have some length of stem with the dahlia as well as the bloom. Ideally, if the stem were 18 inches tall, that would make it a stronger exhibit. It's fun whether you win ribbons or don't win ribbons at a show. Joining in the competition is energizing and leads to a nice day. The judging is very gentle, particularly in the novice class.
What are some of the areas of competition that are being offered at the Centennial that are not typically offered in, I guess, the average annual competition?
Well, it's generally June the size of the exhibition. There will be a lot more blooms at this particular show. There are a small number of particular competitions that are unique to a national show. The first is the President's Cup, which is named after Mark Alger, a former president of the American Dahlia Society. The President's Cup is given to most outstanding BB. Now, when I say BB, that's a dahlia with a bloom of 6 to 8 inches in diameter in the show. And the President's Cup has been in competition for the last 25 years, and this is the final year of its competition, and we have a beautiful trophy for the exhibitor who has won the President's Cup most frequently over the last 25 years. We have about three exhibitors that have won twice. One of them wins a third time. They will win the President's Cup, and if we end up with more than one winner, we have a complicated system that will allow us to award the cup, because this is the year the Alger Cup will be awarded. The second specific competition that we have at the national show is a competition for the best origination by a very outstanding grower from Atlanta, Georgia, by the name of Gene Bokey. Gene hybridized a whole variety of dahlias, most of which were called Bull as a prefix, and there is a substantial monetary prize for a Bull dahlia that wins a major award at the show. The third competition is really the competition by which the American Dahlia Society rates seedlings. These are flowers that were originated by one of the growers, and they're hoping to sell those flowers in commerce. And they had three bloom entries of these seedlings are presented at the show. They're judged by very experienced judges, and there are a series of medals and ribbons that are won by the most outstanding of these entries. We typically have seedling sweepstakes at most of our shows, but at a national show, obviously, there are many more entries because it's more prestigious to win one of these awards at the ADS show.
Who are some of the speakers that will be featured at the centennial?
In honor of this centennial, we plan to have a special symposium on Saturday afternoon. And it's going to be at the Long Island Marriott, which is about a mile away from the Hofstra University show site. We're going to have three speakers at that symposium. The first will be Hanu Papu, a professor of plant pathology at Washington State University. He's been working on dahlia virus for more than a decade, and he's going to talk about the research that they've done at Washington State University and the approaches they're taking to control virus. That particular presentation is for the serious dahlia grower. The second presentation will be by Keith Hammond. Keith is from New Zealand. He's an outstanding dahlia grower. He has hybridized and introduced a great number of dahlias. But more importantly, he travels the world and talks and thinks about what is the future of the dahlia, what is going to happen to our flower over the next 10 or 15 years. And because of his experience and his skill, he has a great number of insights. Keith has been recognized by the Royal Horticultural Society with the highest award that they give for non-English plantsmen. The third speaker is an outstanding raconteur and storyteller, Alan Armitage. Alan is not particularly a dahlia expert. He founded the Trial Gardens at Georgia State University. He has written a great number of books. He speaks widely all over the country. And he's going to really talk about gardening. So what we're hoping at the symposium, June, is to have something for everybody who attends.
Now, do you recommend that people join a local society, or should they join the American Dahlia Society as well?
Well, I recommend that they do both, but I do recommend that you start with the local society. If you want to learn how to grow dahlias, or you're growing dahlias and you want to improve how you grow them, it is best to join a local society. If you go on the American Dahlia Society website, which is dahlia.org, you will find a list of local societies throughout the country and in Canada. So I'm sure most people can find a dahlia society near them. The virtue of a dahlia society is the community of dahlia growers. One of our former presidents, Spud Moore, said once, "I joined the American Dahlia Society to grow dahlias, and I stayed in the American Dahlia Society and my local societies because of the people." And I think one of the great joys of being a member of the local society is the sense of community among dahlia growers who share your interest.
Thank you. Harry, could you please share with our listeners the details of the Centennial as well as the website so that our listeners can learn more about how they can either enter the competition or if they just want to take their family to see what it's all about?
Well, we have a website which is probably for the Centennial, which is probably the first place to go. Visitors can come to Hofstra University and see the show on Saturday the 19th in the afternoon. And on Sunday, September 20th, in the morning until 4 o'clock. It is a wonderful display of flowers. Admission is free. And also the symposium, which I think was really going to be exciting at the Marriott, is also free to the public and will be held on Saturday afternoon between 2:15 and 4 o'clock. For more information, visit our website at adscentennial.com.
Thank you, Harry. Folks, please check out the companion article, which will be available on theorganicview.com with all the information that we just shared. And, Harry, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
I look forward to seeing you, June, and thank you very much for allowing us to speak to your audience about dahlias and about our Centennial show. It's a real privilege.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And for me, the joy is learning from other avid dahlia growers such as yourself and so many people that love these flowers as much as I do. I remember when I first learned about the dahlias, I was taking the Master Gardener program, and some of the local members of the Mid-Island Dahlia Society were telling me, you know, you should join. They teach you how to grow them, this and that. And I always wanted to learn, but there was always a conflict with my schedule. And then when I joined the society, I had the pleasure of working with some of the most amazing people. One is Mr. Bob Reed, who's a former, or he still is a judge, but he's been judging, I think, for 30-some-odd years. And it was interesting. When I began, I used to think that the dahlias that they wanted to compost were just too beautiful to throw away, and I would make these bouquets. And then after working with Bob for an entire growing season, I learned what the judges look for, and I perfected my own knowledge, if you will, and I formulated my own opinion as far as what is a perfect dahlia. And I think all flowers are beautiful, but when you do grow a dahlia that is competition worthy, it really is something to be proud about. So folks, by all means, if you can, visit the Centennial with your family. It's a great opportunity to get the kids involved as well, or even just to spend the day learning from so many other people. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.